Christy Lewis posted on WHQR Public Radio's Facebook timeline on March 18th, "How about reaching out to the under 95 set during the day? If I have to hear another little-known opera, I'm going to fall into a commonly known state, sleep." Ann Russell wrote, "Please stop describing local commentators as lives with his partner or lives with her husband. This personal information is irrelevant. The spouse or domestic partner has nothing to do with the content of the broadcast comments. Quite frankly, the lives with statement smacks of a sexual identity agenda which should remain private. Identifying the occupation of the commentator may be relevant, however." Of course, during pledge drives such as our partnership challenge, which ended on Wednesday, we get lots of comments about the station. Here's a sample. Chris and Michelle Pandolfo wrote, "Life would be more difficult and dark without the excellent news reports and guest interviews we've come to rely on from all the NPR stations we've had the pleasure to support. From Philly to Corning, New York to Erie, Pennsylvania, and in between over the years." Kate Galligan wrote, "WHQR has changed the way I travel to and from work and even how I get around town. You make traffic much more enjoyable." Karen Nora O'Brien said, "WHQR does a good job covering local issues. Don't know what I'd do without it." John Bellum said, "I listen in the car every day and I share stories that I've heard on WHQR with my kids while we are eating dinner." William Hardy said, "I'm grateful that you involve nonprofits during the drive." Michael Gallagher said, "We are snowbirds who visit North Myrtle Beach for several months each winter. We listen to WHQR all the time." James Boone said, "Never enjoyed a pledge drive as much as the repartee today. More singing." Lyndon Holt said, "Great music and NPR news. What more can one ask?" Elise Rocks said, "WHQR supports our community, and I support WHQR. Catesby Jones said, "A great part of the Wilmington community for thoughtful people." Elizabeth Woodside said, "The best radio station ever, and I love the MC Ernie Gallery and the art and music shows." Mary Ames Booker said, "WHQR provides a wonderful mix of national and local news and a variety of local programming. We are fortunate to have this public radio station." Stephanie Bigney said, "We moved here from Chapel Hill and we're used to listening to WUNC. We are very happy now that we can listen to WHQR. Pauline Indo said, "I miss Frank DeFord, and I'm ready for the pledge drive to be over. I've missed him for two Wednesdays now." Jessica Bellissimo wrote, "Coming from the Boston area, I'm used to requests for $100,000 in an hour that we nearly always made. Your budget must be infinitely smaller, and yet you seem to do a great job." Lorraine Trotter wrote, "WHQR is a total package, news, current events, and world affairs. I love the poetry, too." Lynn Joseph said, "WHQR does such a great job of bringing important and challenging issues to listeners, in addition to offering diverse musical and comedy programs." And Amelia Stoops said, "I just moved across the country from San Diego, California. Listening to public radio on KPBS was a regular part of my day. I'm so glad to have found public broadcasting in my new town. WHQR is the best way to get information on local events." Thanks to all of you for your support during our fundraising campaign. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can always leave a message for Friday Feedback via an email to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.